This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Events, both in person and virtual, were held across the country Wednesday to draw awareness to missing and murdered Indigenous people. Wednesday night, about 50 people gathered in Springfield, Oregon, to honor missing and murdered Indigenous women. KLCC's Brian Bull has more.
In the dark, in the bitter wind, listen to a dream.
Members of Ililu Native Theater and the University of Oregon's Indigenous Women's Wellness Group read poetry under trees adorned with red dresses. Co-organizer Marta Clifford explained the symbolism.
To show a garment that's empty, because the women are missing in many Indigenous cultures, the only color that the spirits can see is red, hoping that they can see the red garments that we've put out in their honor.
Another organizer, Lori Tapahanzo, said red garments are also visually striking.
It's about creating visibility for the erasure of an entire generation of women, young girls, and our brothers that have gone missing.
An honor song closed the evening as people prayed for the roughly 5,700 missing and murdered Indigenous women across North America. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull.
Advocates in Alaska took part in a virtual Missing and Murdered Indigenous People event Wednesday. They shared updates from different regions of the state about some of the work being done to find people and bring justice for victims' families. Jody Potts from Fairbanks talked about how the community came together earlier this year to help increase awareness.
You know, we all need to really work on this collectively beyond just, you know, the call to action for, you know, government, for policy change, for law enforcement, for training, for all these pieces and elements to move this issue forward to help end this epidemic. You know, I really feel strongly about also looking internally within our own communities and like how are we applying our values and being accountable to our own Indigenous values in this issue.
The Fairbanks, Alaska Native community is leading efforts by holding rallies, organizing a search, and offering a reward fund. The Alaska event included speakers talking about healing, including a MMIW canoe. Advocate and elder Doug Modig talked about the canoe.
Personal watercraft is part of our heritage. It is part of who we are as a people and how we survived. And they talk about 10,000 years of survival right here on this land. Not only can we do this, it is our responsibility to show the world that not only can we do this, but that we will. And together, we can do what we can't do alone.
The event featured a healing jingle dress and a dance group shared an honor song. California Assemblymember James Ramos is presenting a House resolution Thursday asking for the month of May to be designated in the state as missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. He's also leading the assembly in a song and honoring before Thursday's floor session to commemorate Native women who've been victims of violence. The Native American Assembly member is an advocate of the issue, leading hearings and authoring legislation. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed an executive order Wednesday to continue a state task force on missing and murdered Indigenous people. The task force was established in 2019 and released a report and recommendations to the governor and state lawmakers late last year. The task force will now work to develop a state response plan. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This reminder to get your COVID-19 vaccination is provided by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who support this show. Info at aaip.org or cdc.gov/coronavirus. Support by BNSF Railway, proudly supporting the nation's economy by moving the goods that feed, supply, and power communities across the country. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.